This recording, England 102, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comagate Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up a kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with a palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then, Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I don't think I have a typical Brummie accent because being raised by grandparents in Birmingham, but one of them came from Folkestone in Kent and talked a bit like that, and my grandmother came from Newcastle, and I can't do a Newcastle accent, but she was always picking us up on our diction and getting us to talk properly. But when her relative used to travel down from Newcastle and visit, I was about 6 years old, and my party piece was to stand up and talk in a proper Brummie accent. There was a comedian at the time called Beryl Reid, and she used to pretend to be a Brummie and introduce her friend and say, "Oh, this is Marlene, and she's from Birmingham." And that was like a proper Brummie. And they used to laugh and think it was funny, but a lot of people think Brummie accents, the people who speak with the Brummie accents, are a bit thick and stupid and derogatory, and they take the mickey. But I'm proud to have a Brummie accent.